She caught a glimpse of herself in the mirror, hair bound in a braid over her shoulder, burgundy dressing gown covering almost to her chin, yet still feeling beyond the pale. It was also outside the bounds of propriety. And yet, she wished him to stay, to spend more time with him. He made her feel settled. That was why. He made her feel calm, in the face of everything uncertain. He was an anchor in her stormy seas. Except for her heart. Pounding away absurdly, of course. He dragged a small table from her bedside to the settee at the foot of the bed, then pulled her dressing table chair to the other side. She sat on the settee, he on the chair, and they set up their pieces in near silence.
"Do you need me to remind you how to play?" he asked, his tone anything but innocent, his blue eyes twinkling.
"I can play well enough, Andrew. I simply do not like it."
He raised a brow, leaning a little closer. His voice was low and warm. "We will have to change that, then."
Oh, heavens, that playful gleam in his eye would be her undoing. And yet, somehow, he was correct. The game became nearly a dance, a push and a pull, him capturing several of her pieces and her returning the favour.